Pennsylvania House District 39 includes parts of Allegheny and Washington counties and has been represented by Republican Rick Saccone since 2011. But after losing two congressional bids this year, Saccone is retiring, leaving the seat open to two hometown candidates. 90.5 WESA's Katie Blackley reports the race has focused on taxes and spending.
Surrounded by large plastic pumpkins and American flags, Rob Roderick makes his way through piles of leaves along a quiet street in Greenock, Elizabeth Township. It's a chilly afternoon, and the Democratic candidate is having a difficult time finding human residents until he reaches one house with a furry greeter and its owner.
Oh, is he purdy.
I'll leave it on the door so not to get your dog. I'm running for state representative. My name's Rob Roderick, and there's a little bit about myself on the back of the card. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for taking a minute to say hello.
Roderick knows this area well. He's owned a chiropractic business here for 22 years and has held seats on the Elizabeth Forward School Board and Elizabeth Township Board of Commissioners. While serving as president of the board, he helped overhaul the township's failing sewage system, a project he says illustrates he can solve local issues.
I've made the tough votes. I've made, you know, I've been in that position because you have to do what's best for your residents, your district, and your area.
He says constituents in District 39 often ask him about school property taxes. He's an advocate for reform and wants to instead fund public schools with a tax on sales or natural gas drilling. Still, he says he doesn't want local communities to lose the revenue they already see from drilling.
I don't want to see that impact fee kind of go away. And I'm not against an extraction tax, but I would like to see both of them in place.
He says he'd also like to create legislation requiring elected officials to pay their own legal settlements instead of taxpayers. Roderick's been endorsed by familiar Democratic groups like teacher and labor unions, but he's also been backed by a number of Republicans in the region, including fellow commissioner and Elizabeth Township Republican Committee Chairman Andrew Kuzma.
He has common sense. He has business experience. He is financially and fiscally responsible. He's conservative, you know, when it comes to spending. He's conservative-minded.
The Pennsylvania Association of Realtors is also supporting Roderick. He says that backing was particularly notable, considering his opponent works for a real estate closing company.
It was one endorsement that I didn't think that I would ever have a chance, but they said, we really, you know, what you've done on a local level and your understanding and knowledge of what we need, we're on the same page.
His challenger is Mike Puskarik, a third-generation businessman with Matrix Property Settlements, who's never held elected office. He says people in the 39th district have watched other regions attract development and investment and feel like they've been forgotten.
And you saw places that, you know, saw growth, places like the North Hills, out west of the city, South Fayette. You know, those are areas that they're our neighbors and they're doing quite well, but we've never really seen that growth make its way over to the 39th district.
He'd also like to eliminate school property taxes and replace it with an increased sales or income tax. Working in real estate, he says he's seen families struggle to pay property taxes.
They're saying it's become unsustainable. They can't afford it.
He's endorsed by the abortion rights opponents Life Pack, several small business groups, and the gun rights group Firearm Owners Against Crime. FOAC's president Kim Stolfer says Puskarik's values align with his organization's legislative stance.
He understood that registration of firearms is not something that we should be doing. He recognized that it's failed everywhere it's been tried.
The district's former official representative, Republican Rick Saccone, hasn't officially endorsed either candidate, but he said in a message that the decision by Puskarik's campaign to print ads with false information about Roderick's budget was despicable. He says voters shouldn't choose based on political affiliation alone when they go to the polls on November 6th. I'm Katie Blackley, 90.5 WESA News.